Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. That was part of a song called Matters of the Heart by Bob Bennett. Bob's going to be coming to Tryon, North Carolina, and sharing a concert with us October 12th, 7 o'clock. And you can find more information about Bob online at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. It's a free concert. You can make reservations there if you like, and you can go on YouTube and hear more of his music, but I'm just going to be playing some samples of these along the way, and Bob is going to be able to do an interview with us on a couple of the episodes of the podcast before the concert. We'll see what happens on that end, but I know you'll enjoy his music. He loves God, and he really comes through his music. So October 12th, go ahead and sign up if you can, if you would like to make a reservation. Again, it's free. And we would love to see you there that night, 7 o'clock, October 12th in Tryon. Well, let's look into the Word today. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your hand on us, your Spirit within us. We thank you, sir, for the revelation knowledge of the Word. And we thank you, Father God, for the Holy Spirit to bring revelation knowledge far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. We're talking about choices in the walk of faith. We've looked at Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, which says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. We said the easy-to-read version kind of makes it a little more plain. Today, I'm giving you a choice of two ways, and I ask heaven and earth to be witnesses of your choice. You can choose life or death. The first choice will bring a blessing. The other choice will bring a curse. So choose life, then you and your children will live. And our other scripture that we like to use a lot is 1 Thessalonians 5:23, which talks about the fact that we are spirit, soul, and body. I like to say that we are a spirit. We have a soul. We live in a body. And we need to make our choices based on what's in our spirit. When we put the Word in our spirit, then our renewed mind must choose the Word in order to have blessing in the body. So spirit, soul, and body working together. I shared with you that there were five choices that the Lord ministered to me about walking in faith. And there are many more choices to make, of course, but these were five that the Lord was ministering to me. The first one was choose humility over humiliation. And we went into that a great deal, and I keep coming back to it. And I may have shared this earlier, I don't remember, but I ran across it again. It was a signboard outside of a store or a place of business, and it read this way. A mistake that makes you humble is better than an achievement that makes you arrogant. I thought that was interesting. A mistake that makes you humble is better than an achievement that makes you arrogant. We've got to be humble before God because he resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So when you feel like you're humiliated, you're embarrassed, something has occurred, you've made a mistake, or somebody has tried to humiliate you, or a circumstance, or your faith didn't seem to work in a certain way, or whatever, don't stay in humiliation. Move to humility. Praise God, and humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. We said in 1 Peter 5, verse 6 and 7, and he will exalt you in due time. Well, I've got on to teaching on it again. Let's go on. Number two was choose to stand on the word no matter what happens or how long it takes. And then we said number three was to choose to look on no one after the flesh. And we use that scripture over in 2 Corinthians 5:16. Boy, that whole chapter of 2 Corinthians 5 is phenomenal. But I want to read it from the King James first, and then I want to go over to the Passion Translation. And we've already passed this and already moved on, but I want to just come back just for a moment more. Verse 16, 2 Corinthians 5:16. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, here's verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation or a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All right. Now, we could go on in that, of course, but I want to read this from the Passion Translation. Remember, in verse 17, he's talking about the fact that we're a new creature or a new creation in Christ. But we're talking about not looking on someone after the flesh. Now, listen to this from the Passion. Verse 16 again. So then, from now on, we have a new perspective that refuses to evaluate people merely by their outward appearances. For that's how we once viewed the Anointed One. But no longer do we see him with limited human insight. Wow, that's powerful. Okay, but let's go on. Now, verse 17. Now, if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new person. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Behold, everything is fresh and new. Let me share this with you. Listen, we tend to judge people and even ourselves after the old order. I like what Kenyon said, something like there's a new order of man that we're a part of now. We're a new order, like a new creation, a new being altogether, one translation says. I'm not sure if that's Helen Barrett Montgomery, but one translation brought that out in verse 17. But if we're a new creation, let's look on ourselves as a new creation. And if we are, other people are new creations, let's look on them after that. Same way. We got in last time about Matthew 7:1, judge not that you be not judged. Sometimes that's tough in the natural, not to look at the natural so much. But let's move on to James chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. And this is a key in looking in the natural and walking in the natural. It says, James 1:19, starting there, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man works not the righteousness of God. Now, when I was looking at this, and the Lord was sharing with me about this, look on no one after the flesh, including myself, he pointed out these three to me here. Swift to hear. I need to be swift to hear. Slow to speak. And slow to wrath. Because if I'm showing wrath, I'm showing what's in me. Wow. So it's very easy to move over into the flesh realm, isn't it? We've all been maybe not so quick to hear, but quick to speak. And then anger, which does not work the righteousness of God, it says the next doesn't put it to work, does it? Doesn't produce righteousness in a situation when we move over into anger. We move into that natural realm. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I've gotten frustrated because it seems like the enemy is trying to come so hard, but I don't want to focus on the enemy. I've found myself doing that too much in my life. I'd rather focus on Jesus and what he's already accomplished for me. If someone says, well, how is so-and-so doing? You know, I heard this or that. Just an answer like this, well, it'd be an injustice to them for me to speak anything other than God's word over them. That's what I want spoken over me. How about you? All right. We're not looking on anyone after the flesh. We're looking on them after the word or in line with the word, in the perspective of the word. This is a very valuable lesson, this number three here. Choose to look on no one after the flesh. It's very valuable. We've got to see each other from God's perspective. Before we go any further than this, and I know we've done some reviewing on this. Next time we'll kind of go through them a little quicker, but to lead up to number four. But I think it's very important because all of us need to make sure we're walking in complete forgiveness and also to ask forgiveness if we've talked negative about somebody else. In fact, I'm really impressed for us to pray that right now. And I'm going to pray over you, and you pray in your own way, or if you can agree with me, fine. But I'm just going to pray a prayer of forgiveness here and to ask forgiveness of God for maybe where we've broken agreement with someone, or maybe we've spoken over someone that maybe it wasn't health or what they really needed and what they're believing for. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, I thank you for this believer. I thank you as we come before you, we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God right now. We humble ourselves and we ask forgiveness if we've spoken anything or acted in any way not in line with your word when it comes to ourselves or for other people. Father God, maybe we've been praying and believing God for someone's healing, but yet we judged them or looked on them after the flesh instead of what the word said. Father, your heart's desire is for our faith to grow and be a blessing to many people. And your compassion is what is key. And we want to have your compassion, your love, your unconditional love to flow through us for other people. Father, thank you that we are quick to hear your word. We're slow to speak anything other than your word, and we're slow to wrath, but quick to love. We thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you that we will look on people by faith as new creations in Christ, and we'll look on ourselves that way, that we're not walking in the old ways of the old man, but we're walking as new creations in Christ Jesus. Thank you for this believer. Thank you. Their faith is growing. They're standing on the word and they're seeing results of victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at burtandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the word works.